Fox is guarding the hen house. Can you imagine such a thing? Can't you just see the feathers flying and all the trouble it's gonna bring? Seems as Fox got himself caught in a snare set up by the shed. Begging that farmer, please don't kill me, I got something to trade instead. I can solve any hen house problem, and I'm owning a chicken a day. And in exchange for this tiny contribution, I'll keep the other foxes away. Probably hear more coming, well I think it's too soon to say. But I admit when animals start talking, things do tend to lean that way. So they hammered out the details, agreed to keep it on the slide. No need to bother them chickens with the who's, the where's, the why's. Cause we all know how chickens are. Really, they're dummy sheep. You can slip about anything past them if you toss them a shiny treat. So the farmer, he remembered to forget to lock the gate. Pride himself as he went to bed on the clever deal he made. There just might be a message coming, but I think it's too soon to tell. But with dirty dealings in the barnyard, things are gonna start to smell. Then came the laziest morning. Even the cock hadn't bothered to crow. And when the farmer got down to the hen house, well, I bet you already know. There sat the fox, picking his teeth with his big belly popping out. For more chicken parts, guts and gizzards, and even God could count. The farmer thought, hey, what happened here? I thought we had a deal. Now there's no more chickens left for me to sell or you to steal. Well, you know I'm just a fox. I'm only doing what foxes do. I'm quick, I'm cunning, and now I'm fed. So with that, I'll bid you adieu. And he took off for the tree line with his belly full of goods. Never to be seen again, not in his neck of the woods. Definitely there's a lesson here. I give you a little hint. You can't trust anybody anymore, especially the government. Big multinational corporations are talking animals like a fox. Betty's out there hunting field mice. Better yet, perhaps, he's hunting his next